On 91.1 Top Breakfast, just coming up to a quarter past seven, Sam Coward, Nerissa Pace, and it was nail-biting television last night. If you missed it on MasterChef, the grand finale.
There's a couple of steps in here that's telling me to seal this egg with the excess chocolate. I don't have time to do that. I need to finish this thing off and get it on the plate. Otherwise, it's not going to be there. I need to take it over to the liquid nitrogen right now. What's he doing?
I think he's just not going to do it.
Oh, my God. Matt just totally skipped the final sealing step.
Oh, no.
I think he missed something.
What did he forget?
It's opened up, isn't it? It's opened up.
Yeah. It's pretty difficult to put everything into that, and then what you're left with is not satisfactory.
Oh, it was so hard to
Don't cry. And Matt
Sinclair joins us this morning. Commiserations, Matt, but you did so well to get to the top two.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it was pretty tough to relive that, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Now, Heston Blumenthal, what a prick, basically. Aww. Watching that last night, he makes an egg on a nest and makes, like, you know, because an egg's not good enough on its own, you got to make your own egg and then you got to make it stick together. What was that all about?
A mate of mine actually messaged me and said, oh, you should have had a Kinder Surprise stash in your pocket.
But, I mean, you guys got full marks for your main courses. Both you and Elaine got 30 out of a potential 30 points. So you were neck to neck. It was 2 points between you. At the end, it was only 2 points in the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, she's won, what, $250,000. You haven't gone away empty-handed, though. You got 40 grand and a cult following. We've just been gunning for you the whole way, Matt. Everyone here on the Sunshine Coast has been behind you.
Yeah, the Sunny Coast has been unbelievable. I think that's the thing. When you come from a smaller town, the support is just insane. So everyone that's approached me or spoken to me in person or over social media has just been, you know, incredible.
It was compelling watching Matt last night. I mean, apart from the fact that you're making this incredibly difficult thing, they brought in all the contestants. They brought in your families.
Oh, that minute when you saw your parents
burst into tears.
That got me again. Yeah. That was really, really emotional. But incredible to be able to share that with them. You know, they were supposed to be overseas.
I mean, they were in Italy, right?
Yeah. So the fact that they came back, it was just, for me, it was incredible closure to be able to show them what I'd been doing, basically, for the past few months.
Now, Matty, I was watching it last night and I was making notes about our chat today, and I was fully prepared to roast you on what a sookie la-la you were being all night.
Oh, stop it. It was beautiful.
But then when your old man comes in and you have a moment, I'm not going to lie to you, I had tears streaming down my face. You got me.
I can't explain it. I'm not going to sit here and try to justify that. That's what happens.
It's
an emotional
beautiful
environment. And then, you know, to bring in the family, which is, you know, the closest thing to my heart, it makes it pretty special.
Yeah. I mean, it really is a big-hearted show. George Colombaro has made some just beautiful comments about, you know, welcoming you, your family, and talking about your open spirit and that sort of thing. Yep. It was really beautiful. And you spoke at the start about how you went into the competition with a fear of failure, which many of us carry in our lives, this fear of failure. And it's helped you to overcome it, right?
That was the one thing that was, you know, it turned me off when the opportunity was presented. And I just, you know, after walking away and thinking about it, I knew that it would absolutely eat me up if I didn't have a crack. So that's what pushed me to do it. And now I understand that you know, failure is a good thing because it means you're learning.
Correct. It is a good thing. Runner-up is an awesome thing. Ask Knowlesy, ask Luke Kennedy, ask Darren Percival. Anyone who's come runner-up in the other reality shows usually has better careers, so I think you've done well.
For me, it's going to be all about the cooking from this point on and, just doing what I love.
Yeah, awesome. And when's your homecoming? When can we welcome you back to the Sunshine Coast, Matt?
I will be back on Friday. So, and then after that, we hope to be down at 8th Street in Brisbane.
Awesome.
Doing what we love. So,
the 40 grand's going to build a new Tucker truck?
Yeah, exactly. That's going to help us kit ourselves out with some equipment and get everything up and running and, you know, start doing what we want to do, which has been the plan.
Awesome. A bona fide rock star, the runner-up for the 2016 MasterChef Series, Matt Sinclair from Noosa. You've done us proud, Matt. Congratulations. Enjoy the celebrations.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
And dry your eyes, princess. Seriously.
Cut it out.
We'll catch up with Alina, who took out this year's trophy, later on in the show. It's 19 past 7, Hot 91.1. I'm really glad you didn't have any sons, Sam.